I'm Drew Wilder. It is your business. Business Talk, Straight Talk. We do it every weekend at this time with Stan Sadlack, helping businesses for many, many years with, well, accounting needs and taxes, real estate, insurance, even personnel problems. And Stan offers your business coach advice, which we just talked about on another show about the turmoil of what goes on these days. And even if you don't think it's turmoil, you know that's a challenge running a business. It's not the way it was 20, 30 years ago. And Stan is your business coach. So you better call Stan at 860-524-3408. And we'll give you that number again. Another way to get in touch with Stan at the end of the show, 860-524-3408. And what are we talking about this week, Stan?
Well, I think the big question that everybody faces every single day of the week is, where has service gone? It just doesn't exist. It is a really big problem every which way you turn. My motto, as you know, is everything is a problem. It really is. And I'm not saying anything that any of you in Radioland do not know. Just to get simple things accomplished is very, very difficult.
Yeah. It takes three times as long just to get a person on the phone.
And so it creates a challenge. I mean, I was trying to work on my cell phones, and I looked at my bill, and I was getting charged for a phone line for over a year that I had canceled. I had turned in the phone, and I don't really look at the bill because somebody else looks at the bill. And I finally said, hey, I just want to go through the bill. And I pulled it, and I'm seeing I've been paying for this line for a year. So I called up the company, and my God, it takes me, 10 minutes just to prove I am who I am. Then I go through my whole spiel. Then they transfer me to another department. I spend another 10 minutes proving I am who I am. And then they transferred me. Now I'm in the Philippines. And I'm talking to the folks in the Philippines. And they keep telling me, yes, we will take care of that. We're going to give you a credit. And we go through this. And each time she comes back on and tries to sell me a new phone. I said, I don't want a new phone. Please, I just want to cancel what I canceled a year ago. Oh, it'll take me about 15 more minutes. Goes through. And meanwhile, they're trying to sell me another phone. Oh, we're just about done. I said, how difficult is it to cancel a phone line that I've canceled a year ago? I've now been shipped around to three different people, and each time I spend more time trying to prove I am who I am. And then she says to me, well, I've got to confirm you are so-and-so, and oh my gosh, give me a break. So supposedly the line's been canceled, it's over and done with, but 3 hours on the telephone. Who has time to deal with this on such a small thing? And you now take this into other areas, and it's really a problem. Yeah. We were just talking earlier. The other issue is, so I went out to a restaurant the other night after my son graduated, and we go into the restaurant, and it's a nice restaurant. It's not upscale. It's not downscale. It's just a nice restaurant, and it was late. So I said, we walked in, and the hostess says, well, it's going to be about a 35-minute wait. And I looked at her. I looked in the restaurant. It was maybe 30% full. I said, are you out of food? Do you not have enough employees? She said, yeah, we don't have enough people working here. We can't find people.
So how many people don't wait? 30 minutes, a long time.
Right. Well, it's like lifeguards. You're going to start going to the beaches, and they're going to be closed.
Right.
Because
right.
they can't find lifeguards.
So is that why the service is deteriorated? Just fewer people, or is it just standards, or both?
People are lazy. They don't want to work.
People are lazy.
They really are. I mean, at the end of the day, I look at, I have a neighbor who works from home. Both he and his wife work from home. And every day I see him walking all around town with his cell phone. And he's a salesman for a company, but he just He's out there walking around. Other ones I see out on the golf course. You know, COVID has really affected how we do business. Right. And look at all of the office space that is now empty in Hartford, mm-hmm. empty in Windsor, and all we're seeing going up are big warehouses that 20 years from now, they'll be all empty. Everything goes through cycles. And I think, you know, as we said before, one of the biggest catches that's going to be interesting to watch is that, you know, when the city of Hartford figures out that the Travelers does it, or United Insurance, whoever it could be, that all these people are working from home, so they're not collecting the taxes on the personal right. property computers
right.
because those are all dispersed throughout people's residences. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody's going to have to pay taxes on those computers that are owned by those insurance companies in that town.
Right.
So that's a big savings right in and of itself. So somebody will figure that one out
right.
because they're all businesses being run out of the houses. But
that'll be a major shift when that happens, when they figure that one out.
Right. And some of these restaurant chains, I don't know how they're able to do what they can do, because even they have a hard time finding people. The wages that have to be paid are really a big part now.
Yeah.
So if you take a look at many restaurants, the prices have gone up 30%.
Right.
That's probably the average, is what I'm guessing.
Right. Minimum wage goes up to $15 an hour, right, like in the next week or two. So if prices are up 30% and a minimum wage is $15 an hour, and a lot of businesses are paying that, although I think a lot of businesses are paying more than that because they know they have to do that to get employees. I mean, and you're in a very expensive state. How are people doing it?
I don't think they are. I mean,
yeah,
I think we're reaching a point in our, I mean, for the first time in many months, I'm seeing foreclosure signs up.
Yeah.
I think the banks are in real trouble. What occurred out with Silicon Valley and Republic, there's going to be more of those. We've been saying that. And there is such a disconnect between the stock market and what's going on in the world.
Right. Right.
And what's
that's
going
baffling,
on locally.
That the stock market is up, 9%, 9.5% with all of what goes on in the world now with the turmoil and everything. But if things get more difficult, then fewer people will be working, so
right.
service would get even worse. But, I mean, we talked about getting through and getting to a human being. I find just reading the bill takes a while. You can't go to a job and work. You got to read your bill just to figure out what it says.
Yeah, Drew, you and I were talking about this earlier. Do you think kids out there between 18 and 22 are optimistic, pessimistic, sort of in between? And this is an important question because as kids get out of high school, they have to decide, do they want to go into a trade?
Mm-hmm.
Do they want to go into the service business? Do they want to go to college?
Right.
And what will be the opportunities? And they hear more about AI.
Yep.
And if they happen to watch the news, they get very dejected.
Right.
About what's going on
out
there.
It's all bad. The first five stories are always like this horrible thing. And then comes the weather story. I think research told them on the network news that they have to do a weather story as a big one of the leading stories. All right, it's all about fear.
Right.
But the fear is reality in so many situations.
And you know, we've had a big boom in the housing because none of these kids who have graduated and who have significant student loans, well, they haven't been paying on the student loans.
Right.
There's been a moratorium.
Right.
So once the payments start
yeah.
up, I know somebody, they're out there, they're going to have $1,000 a month, another's going to have $2,000 a month, another one's got $3,000 a month payments.
And a lot of it, I think, is going to be retroactive, I believe. A lot of these things where they put a halt on things are retroactive, where now you owe the ones that you didn't have to pay.
So I think there's some interesting days ahead. I mean, even with our federal deficit of $35 trillion, you cannot sustain what is going on.
Right.
And you can't believe anything you read or hear on the news. You just can't. You know, we're in the administrative state.
Yeah.
And the government, I mean, the president doesn't know what day of the week it is, and he's not going to have a debate with Robert Kennedy. It's just, this is all beyond belief of what's going on.
They think they won the debt relief. They're going defaulting because they put off the deficit to $35 trillion, but it doesn't start again until right after the presidential election. It's just putting off the time bomb.
So what's occurring today is that, let's go back to business and service. Mm-hmm. If you have a problem and you want to go into the bank, and as an example, the problem at the bank, mm-hmm. you need to talk to somebody, you want to be heard. Mm-hmm. If you have a problem with your auto insurance policy, you're tired of calling an 800 number and being passed around.
Right.
You want to go in and talk to somebody that
is going to listen, ask the questions. That's kind of like, what you do as a business coach.
Well, that's the million-dollar question. Right. People want to be heard. They want to be listened to, and they want to have it taken care of. I mean, if you call an electrician to your house because an outlet's not working, you don't want him to say, oh, it's just not a big deal. Right. You want him to listen and be and treat you with respect. And that, I think, is one of the biggest problems today, is that people are not treating other people with respect.
With respect, exactly. We're in that kind of society right now that you just treat people like dirt, I guess. It goes back to lower standards in service, and the standards have gone down. But you also want someone who knows what they're talking about and has the information. I mean, I just bought a warranty. I had an AC, central air conditioning maintenance check, which I've never done. And the guy sold me a warranty for a year on my heating and air conditioning because he said, For us to walk in the door when there's a problem is just automatically going to be $80 to $100. So I said, really? So it does. I knew that, but I said, so it'll cover that, right? So if I do the warranty and any problem with the air conditioning, heating, the minute you walk in the door, that's part of what the warranty is going to cover. I just have to pay parts. Yeah, you get paid parts 15% off. Then I found out when I clarified, I got the email on what the warranty was, and I read it, which most people, again, don't read it because it's so complicated. But I did see the line in there that it just gives you the 15% off parts and covers your maintenance check once a year for heating and once a year, which I just got, for the central air conditioning. So I called, and I said, so the minute you walk in the door and there's a problem, does it cover that? Like, the labor? No. That you get charged the regular fee. So the guy gave me totally wrong information. So service has just deteriorated, and people giving wrong information, not knowing what they're doing, or let alone not answering the phone or getting back to someone.
And I think that's what's frustrating, is that people want to be treated with respect. They want an honest evaluation or an honest advice. And everybody seems, for the most part, are trying to take advantage of other people.
And you bring so many years in this area, too. I mean, I assume running a business here might be a little bit different than running it in California or New York. With real estate, you're an accountant with accounting issues, deal with asset protection, business succession, even personnel problems, as I say. But I mean, like business succession, do people even think about that until the time comes and then it's a little too late?
No, they don't think about it. I enjoy working with businesses and business owners, and that's a lot of fun to me. I don't like doing tax returns. I don't like filing the personal property inventories for the towns. But when you start getting into the business and how are you going to continue the business, seems the kiss of death constantly is a fellow builds up a very successful business. Mm-hmm. He dies. The kids come in and take over, and they either sell the business or run it into the ground. Mm-hmm. Very, very rarely does it continue. And probably those of you listening to me out there don't like what I'm saying, but that's the reality.
Right.
They just
right.
don't say, have the same earnest heart to really build the business the way the patriarch did. So if you take a look at what they're they're out there doing, it's a challenge today. So when I sit down with somebody and I start going through, what are we going to do to make this business better? What are you going to do to continue the business to the next generation? Or are you going to sell it? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, we talking about just the obstacles that a business faces and all the nightmares with service and everything, and how it's so hard to find people, and that might be one of the reasons for bad service. But now the National Labor Relations Board is recommending, and it's probably something that's going to go through if this administration stays a while, non-compete clauses will be illegal. So, I mean, that might get more employees to jump ship, so it'll be even harder to find people to stay in a company.
Right, or to motivate them to stay with the company. It's very true. So, you know, you go into a lot of effort to train people, to bring them along, to make them, you know, a part of the business for a long time. And you would frequently do a non-compete clause and pay them commensurately, so right. They will stick around,
right.
But you're willing to invest in them, and they're willing to, in return, say, I'm not going to jump ship. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all going to be out the door. Mm-hmm. It's going to get very hard. It's been going in that path for quite a
right.
while.
Right, it's a gradual decline in service, where now more and more companies just call, and you can't get someone on the phone. You get the press 1 for Spanish. I always love that. 1 for Spanish. Pressed, it defaults to Spanish a lot of the times, but... So really, it's a business objective, business opinion. It's like you wouldn't have a sports team without a coach. So why would you have a business without a neutral, objective coach type opinion?
Well, what ends up happening is people get so busy on a day-to-day basis, they don't ever take the time to think about, okay, where am I going?
Yeah, and that's probably the biggest thing I see that is obstacles with business owners and managers is the time. The time stresses.
I think a big question, Drew, is, okay, if you were getting out of school today, what would you do? I mean, what career would you pursue? You went into you wanted to go into being a radio disc jockey,
yeah.
And you saw how that changed throughout the years. We see a lot more change in the communications world on the horizon. Right. So what would you do today coming out of school? What kind of job would you look for? The one that surprises me is, state employees. Hmm. They've got the greatest deal around. I remember when I was growing up, when you went to work for the state, you didn't get paid a lot, but you had great benefits.
Right.
Well, today they get paid better than much private industry, but their pensions are out of this world. I mean, there are people in the higher education on the state level who are retiring on $350,000 a year.
I think one of the first things that they're addressing in the Connecticut budget is the unfunded, unpaid pensions. I look at my neighbor. He's younger than me. He's been in Florida now 6 months a year, and he's living the high life. I mean...
I mean, some of these, I know people who worked for the state for 20 years, they retire and they're getting $10,000-$15,000 a month, and they're living in Florida.
Yeah,
I live here.
Like I'm saying, my neighbor, I think he gets 50% of his of what he was getting because he was with the state for 30 years and retired at the age of 54. So,
but you can't sustain that.
Right.
And you, we're putting this burden on these young people. So I go back to my question. You're now, 21 years of age, and where are you going to work? What do you want to do for a living? You know that the government's going to go broke one of these days. You know the world is in chaos. You know that if you continue to go to school, you're going to have student loans because to go to many of these schools, it's $60,000-$70,000 a year. I don't know who can afford that. So really, you can't blame the kids.
Right.
You really can't blame them for not knowing what they want to do. Is because they don't have internships the way they used to. They don't have part-time jobs or apprenticeships the way they used to. So many of the companies have moved to other locations, other states. Mm-hmm. And it seems that the productive class is leaving Connecticut and the unproductive
right.
class is coming into subsidized living in Connecticut.
Right. And that's why there's
no
money.
Why would anybody want to stay in Connecticut
exactly.
or Massachusetts, which is even worse?
Yep.
Massachusetts is a right to shelter state.
Yep.
So
yep.
anybody that goes there that doesn't have a roof over their head must be given a roof over their head.
Now, you're not a career coach, but you are a business coach. So maybe the same principle applies. I mean, would you sit down with a business and if you saw that they should like shift the business into a different direction, that's something that you would be able to offer them?
I there's no stone unturned.
Yeah.
A lot of it is analyzing what they're doing, where they're going. And I had a client call me up and say, hey, I need a good collection attorney because I have somebody down in the Carolinas that owe me a lot of money. And really, the question should be is, why did you let it get to that point?
Right, right.
You know, why are you now having to go hire a collection attorney? That's going to be a mess because you're going to sue them up here, depending on what your contract said. And then you're going to have to try to collect down in North Carolina. I mean, it's just going to cost you so much and be so difficult.
So you'll help them nip it in the bud. Better call Stan before the mess gets worse.
Yeah, the more you can handle on your own, the better.
Right, right. So that's so you'll sit down, ask the right questions, find out what there is. So you don't take every business as the same. You the questions is what leads to the specific needs for that type of business.
Right. I mean, a big area that we find today with people in Connecticut is what are you going to do if you get old? And you have to go into an assisted living facility. I mean, what type of estate planning have you done?
Right.
Can you afford to go into an assisted living facility? Or are you going to have to build an addition onto your kid's house to live with them?
And these are probably things people don't think of. They don't want to think of it.
They don't want to think about it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, are you a hoarder? Do you hoard all, collect all these things that, when you die, your kids are going to have to try to figure out what the heck to do with all this stuff? You need to address it while you're alive. You need to take care of these
things.
I should
go see you. My kids will get stuck with my radio collection.
Well,
all my tapes of me.
Okay, that's a great question. Yeah. So what should they do with it?
They're going to throw it away.
Well, you need to guide them. I mean, for example, I have a client who bought a pool table many years ago. As it turns out, it was only one of two ever made. In 1905.
Wow.
This thing is worth $100,000, okay? Mm. If you were to go to sell it around here, maybe you got $1,000. Well, there's a place in New York that specializes in these types of Brunswick pool tables.
Really? Who would have known?
And you can easily get $100,000 for that pool table.
Wow.
So you never know what's out there.
Right.
And that's part of, what you're really paying for with me is my experience. Yeah. I've been beat up. I've been thrown to the curb. I've, marched in parades. I've been through it all. And really, a lot of it is just common sense.
Right. You don't know what you don't know. And that's really where you come in, because you probably don't know. You don't know what the other choices could be that could improve your business. And with all the challenges and turmoil like we just talked about on another show, I mean, it's I can never remember a time like this. Just it's not just one thing. It's like everything. There's nothing that's normal today. I mean, you look at Target, people making decisions about putting stuff up front, and everything is sex and racial. Everything is divided into race and sex, and people do things. It's like, why did you do? What was the upside? The downside was Bud lost 30% of their business. Target is on the firing line. The stock was down, I think it was 10%, 12% in a week. Chick-fil-A, I mean, it's just the list goes on and on. The L.A. Dodgers, as you brought up on another show. So it's you wonder what people are thinking. But maybe they are so busy they're not thinking. And that's, again, where a business coach like you, Stan Sadlak, would come in to the play.
Right. I mean, you go into any situation try to figure out, how do you get through this? It's like swimming in shark-infested waters and seeing somebody get attacked by a shark. Well, how do you get everybody else out of there safely?
Right.
And that's happened to me. So I always tell people when I'm consulting and I'm analyzing businesses, it's a pretty brutal world. And I said, I'm no angel, But at the end of the day, I'm an Eagle Scout, so I always find the right way to get through the situation.
Right. And like you said, you've been beat up, and that's probably the best way to learn is failing. Then you say to yourself, if you're smart, you say, I'm never going to have that happen again. And you do everything it would take to make sure it doesn't. So you have all that experience, accounting, insurance, real estate, business succession, even personnel problems, which, as we keep talking about, is probably on top of the list still, even though interest rates were supposed to slow down the economy and reverse that whole cycle. But so how do people get in touch? So business coach, sit down with you, find out if it's a good fit. How do they get in touch with you?
Well, give me a call, 860-524-3408, and we can chat. Or if you have a subject you'd like us to discuss on one of our shows, I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Or you can email me. It is stan@stsworld.net. I'd be happy to talk to anybody. I don't charge for a phone conversation, for an email, because it's got to be the right fit. But I will tell you, if you give me a call today, I will get back to you, but it's going to be a little while before I'm able to sit down with you. So right. If you're interested, you better get on the schedule now.
Right, because if you wait 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 months, it'll be 4, 5, 6 months before you can get an objective opinion to be able to help. And
I know Drew's trying to get me to do seminars.
Exactly.
So we'll talk about that.
Stan Sadlak, standing on top of a table at, I don't want to mention the name of a restaurant, but. It will not be McDonald's, right? No free Big Macs for everyone.
No, we do at a seminar place.
You got class. I know it wouldn't be McDonald's. But Stan Sadlak, sponsored by Steeplechase Advisors, Business Talk, Straight Talk. It's your business coach. Be nice to have a business coach in your back pocket to help you through everything that you deal with. I mean, we could do 100 shows on the nightmares that go on right now that people in general, but businesses especially, have to deal with. And Connecticut is on top of the list with even more obstacles. So 860-524-3408, 860-524-3408. Give Stan a call today. He'll get back to you within a few days and put you on his schedule to sit down with you. And really, to me, it's a no-brainer. There's no reason not to do it. 860-524-3408. It is your business. I'm Drew Wilder. We do it every weekend at this time, and it's amazing because we get away with it. And we'll talk to you next time. Thanks so much for listening, and have a good weekend. You bet.